Good afternoon, this is Pastor Craig, and with WGH Talk, we're broadcasting live from the Marion County Fair, and it's great to have you here this afternoon. I'm going to be here for the next 2 hours. I've got a special guest this hour, and then at 5 o'clock, I may have a guest, I don't know, we'll see. I had a guest scheduled for 4, and they haven't shown, so my 5 o'clock guest is here at 4. But anyway, if you haven't been down to the fair yet, come on down. Great things going on here. Today is 10 degrees cooler than yesterday, so that's a good thing. And so I'll be here till 6 o'clock, and then Scott will be here from 6 to 8, and he's going to have with him Sean and Matt and Mary Ellen. Withrow is going to be here tonight, and I've heard talk that they're going to try and get Mary Ellen Withrow to try one of those deep-fried Twinkies that you can pick up here on the fairgrounds, so should be a good time. Just want to let you know that all the broadcasts from the Marion County Fair are sponsored by Study His Word Radio. Study His Word Radio can be heard on... I'm getting ahead of myself. It can be heard by going to www.gh1071.com and selecting the archive page. Also, you can hear Study His Word Radio's weekly podcast at studyhisradio.org. So come on down and have fun at the fair. All right, so I have with me a special guest today, and some of you may have heard her before. But it's a pleasure to have her. Cheryl Lee, welcome.
Thank you, Pastor Craig. We appreciate being here.
And I wanted you to come on, and I was glad when I saw you yesterday or when you saw me or whatever, because it was perfect opportunity, because I really feel that your involvement with the Good News Club, not only is it fantastic, but the Good News Club is one of the best-kept secrets in America. It really is. So, for our listeners who maybe don't know about the Good News Clubs, why don't you give us what the Good News Clubs are?
Love to. This is just a passion of mine, and it has been, believe it or not, we have been in Marion County going into our 14th year. We are now in every one of the elementary city schools and county schools, even North Union School District. So we're real excited about that. That's what the volunteers for Marion County is doing, as well as the volunteers in that north part of Union County. What the Good News Club is, it is a ministry through Child Evangelism Fellowship. Child Evangelism Fellowship is the children's ministry that hosts the Good News Club through the school year. And we usually start the first full week of October and run through the spring. Now, when we close up our clubs, that kind of varies with the school because, believe it or not, the different clubs and the different schools have different personalities. And so, and plus, you may be, one school may be affected with a holiday because their club is held on Mondays, or maybe Thursday or Friday. No, Fridays. We try to stay away from Fridays for clubs for various reasons. But, you know, missing days of school or holidays, that can also affect our schedule. So all we can say for sure is that we will start together, but we'll wrap up our year in the schools at different times when our ministry material has been taught. So having said that, Child Evangelism Fellowship was founded in 1937.
Wow.
So we are tried and true, and we have been put through the fire.
I mean, it's close to your 100-year anniversary.
You are right. Isn't that exciting? It really is. And Irvin Overholser was the gentleman who God gave him the vision.
Sure.
That children can understand the message of the gospel, and children can accept Jesus as their Savior and Lord and Master at a young, tender age. And if you, for your listeners, for those of you who go to church and are tied into what's happening with our culture, you understand that what was going on 10 years ago, the child could be reached in their teens. Or 30 years ago, they could be reached still in their 20s, in their 30s. Now, they say that if you don't reach the child before preschool or the first few years of school, the possibility of reaching them is lower and lower. I mean, very diminished. And I'm not going to throw out any numbers because I can't remember. But they're very small,
right.
Very slim. So Child Evangelism Fellowship started in the Illinois, Chicago area. Then it went across our nation, and now it's global. And it has been global. So,
how many or approximately how many countries are you in?
Oh, thank you very much. Put me on the spot. A lot.
Okay.
I mean, seriously, I would have to go into my manual, and I'm having trouble remembering what I have to do here in Maryland.
No, that's fine. The bigger point is it's gone global.
It has, and it is in a lot of different countries, and it's actually very strong in a lot of different countries because our country is in a decline.
Right.
You know, so it is very strong. In globally, in Marion County, I'm so happy. I'm so happy to say that we finally are in each elementary. Now what we would like to do is focus, because of it being birthed so many years ago, the curriculum is absolutely wonderful.
Now, I've got a ton of questions, but
okay,
so I'll try to take these in a... an order that makes sense.
Because I don't speak in an order.
No. All right. So let's. I want to focus. There's three things I want to focus on, and that's the curriculum, the kids, and the volunteers.
Sure.
Okay. So let me start with the curriculum. What exactly, if I have my child in elementary school and they have a good news club there, what can I expect is going to be the curriculum? How long do they meet when they meet and all that?
Well, let me go back to how do they get involved. Okay.
That was a better question.
All right. Because of a Supreme Court decision in 2001, we are allowed to be in the schools. Okay. And we're very pleased that we can be in the schools on the campus. That was because of that decision. If a school is open to other civic and other groups, then we have the right to be there too.
And let me just make one point, because I believe I'm correct on this. Correct me if I'm not. But not only are you allowed in the schools because of a Supreme Court decision, but it wasn't a case where they made a decision on other case that affected you. They made a ruling based on a case that involved the Good News Clause.
Exactly. Yeah. It did. And so anyways, by parent permission, because we do send out registration forms, and by parent permission, children are allowed to attend. It's an after-school program, and we are either 60 to 90 minutes long. Now that, again, I allow the volunteers to determine, because it goes back to the personality of the club. Some clubs need to have that extra time because they are rowdier, and they high energy, and they just need to have that extra time. Other clubs, you can get what you need to be done in the 60 minutes or 75 minutes for your club for that day. We try to have our clubs Monday through Thursday. Fridays, children are being, there's a lot of sport activity, split families, so a child may be with a father one weekend, and the next weekend he's not, so it's to make it easier for the parents and for the children, we just try to leave Fridays alone.
Yeah.
Now, if a child has... It is a parent's responsibility, and it is on the registration form that they will come and pick the child up, and we ask that they bring a picture ID. The child will not be released to anyone unless we have a note that the parent has sent to the school and the school has given to us, or unless their name of that person is on the registration form when they turn it in. So really, it's for safety for that child, first of all. The child's safety is number one. It's for safety for our volunteers and for our ministry, our club. So that's how they get involved.
Okay.
All right. Now you're wanting to know about the curriculum. The curriculum is absolutely wonderful. It's kind of like the Nancy Drew books. When she was created in the 30s, she found in. And then she went into the 40s and the 50s, and she got to have a convertible. Well, our curriculum is the same thing. You know, the pictures change, but the message is still strong and true. It still is biblically based.
The message never changes.
No, it doesn't. Nope. Neither did Nancy Drew.
I read the Hardy Boys. I'm sorry.
They're the same.
I know.
But the curriculum is really good. So if you were a parent or a grandparent who wants to have their child involved in a Good News Club, they can expect their child to learn songs. Okay? They can expect their child to learn a memory verse. They can expect their child to learn a Bible history lesson or a Bible story. But we like to say, I like to say history, because it is biblically, it's biblical history. And then we try, if we have enough time, we try to also do a contemporary missionary story. Contemporary may mean that you're going back into, who's the gentleman who went to Africa?
Schweitzer. Albert Schweitzer, no.
No, anyway, Taylor. Anyways, Hudson Taylor, you know. So, I mean, that's a few years back,
right.
But he's still contemporary when you're considering the history of the Bible. And, you know, Corrie Ten Boom, we did a lesson on her. Mm-hmm. We did a lesson on Charlotte Moon, which is still active, where there's still a program called, I'll get back to Charlotte Moon, but there's a nickname that they have for Charlotte.
Lion. Lottie Moon.
Lottie Moon, that's right. And they still raise money for that ministry that was taking place in China.
Right.
You know, and the kids learn about these, and they really are interested in these.
It's interesting. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to
go ahead.
It's interesting because the Southern Baptist Church, which I've been part of for off and on for many years, they have two convention-wide offerings that they collect every year. They collect a Lottie Moon offering, and they collect an Annie Armstrong offering.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's going to live on forever.
But isn't that true, though? Isn't that the way God's word and
absolutely
God's ministry is?
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, if we truly are following what God's plan is and His will, we'll have tough times, we'll have droughts when it comes to giving, or when it comes to volunteers, but we're still going to be doing the work, because the work is needed as much today as it ever was before.
Right, absolutely.
You know?
So anyway, let you get back.
So going back to the curriculum, so we have a Bible history lesson, we have a missionary story, we have a memory verse, we have songs, and then to wrap up the day, if the personality of the club allows it, then we're going to have review games. And the kids, it's wonderful. A review game keeps the teacher in contact as to, am I teaching to their understanding? Are they understanding what I'm teaching? And they come through strong. There are kids there you think are not getting anything, and boy, will they surprise you. You know, you ask a question, their hands up, and they've got the answer. So it's really a good check and balance. The review games are just as important as anything else.
Great. So let's talk a minute about the volunteers. let me back up just a little bit. As far as the club and the kids in the club, is it certain age group? I mean, in other words, is it open to the kindergartners and to fifth graders, or?
Well, sometimes it, and they have no older siblings. You know, it's case by case, okay, because that makes a long day for them.
Sure.
It really
sure
does. But if they have older siblings, they are more apt to hang in there because their brothers and sisters are there.
Right.
But if they're by themselves, they'll fall asleep on us.
Right.
You know,
right,
very often. So, and it goes from lead teacher to lead teacher. Some clubs are more active, which will keep that little one more active and awake, and other teachers, because we are teaching by our personality, but we are teaching the same material, you know, and the same lessons, but some teachers are a little more sedate. So, it, you know, it just, honestly, it's from K through whatever would be that elementary's highest age, whether it be fifth grade or sixth grade. I think most of our schools now are going to where fifth graders are middle school now. But there are still a few that may not be the case.
Right.
So that's the attendance.
Okay.
How to become a volunteer? If you have a love for the Lord and you would like to help out.
You have high tolerance for kids.
You know, you don't even have to have that. You just have to be willing.
Willing.
Honestly. Because, what was it? 2 decades ago they had that, the gift of the Spirit study. I hate that study, and I don't mind saying it, because as a person who is always out there asking for assistance, asking for help, they'll say, well, that's just not my gift. And I'm like, well, maybe your gift is just being obedient to the need, and God will stretch your gift. We don't know, honestly. So we have a beautiful voice. That may not be the final gift that God wants you to have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you may have the ability to speak, that may not be the gift that God wants you to have. You know, He may want you to take a back step and be in the background, organizing, instructing. We don't know. So we can't really say that that's the gift God gave us and be sure that's all He wants.
Right.
We should all be flexible enough to say, I've got this gift, because if they've got a gift of song, I'll use them. You know, if they've got a gift of music and they can play a guitar, they can be used in a club.
Right.
And the kids will love it. So, I mean, if that's their gift, it can still be part of a club as a volunteer. I just, give me a minute to talk to you, and I'd love to share with what, you know, maybe we can use your gift.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you can stretch a little bit.
All right, so person decides, yeah, they want to do something like that. Then what's the process to become a volunteer?
What they would want to do is they would want to go ahead. Here at the fair, we have a schedule sheet. And it shows what day the school that may be dear to the heart is being hosted during the week. It also has the lead teacher's information, contact information. They can contact that lead teacher and talk to them, or they can go ahead and contact me, being the coordinator of the county. And I don't mean to offend anybody when I say I don't like that study of the spirit of the gifts. I'm just saying, don't sell yourself short when it comes to the Lord.
Right.
You know, so if they contact me and they would like to help out with a school, and they have a particular school in mind, we'll get them in there, but we do have a package of information that we need them to follow and to read through. And one of them is the glue that holds this together, because I forgot to tell you earlier on, we are a non-denominational ministry, and that's really important. So, you know, there is no Baptist, there is no Lutheran, there
because
is no Methodist.
I'm sure you've gotten that question 100 times, if not more, about, well, I'm interested you know, when a parent is thinking about their kids, I'm interested, but are you going to teach my kids, you know, is this a Catholic organization or is this a Baptist organization? So,
yeah. So we have a statement of faith that anyone who's interested in being a volunteer, if they can read, I think we have like 32 points or so on that, and if they can read and agree to that statement of faith, then they need to go ahead and fill out some paperwork so that we can do a, give us permission to do a background check on them. All volunteers are background checked. And I know that there's a lot of organizations out there that they've already been checked through, you know, but it's our policy that everyone needs to be background checked for our safety as a ministry, for their safety as a volunteer, and so that we can treat everyone the same year in, year out. So we go ahead and get that. Plus, there is a quick a three-question interview that I'll walk them through, and that'll go into our director. Mike Todd is our director for our chapter. Now, Marion County is one county out of the nine counties that we serve under our chapter, which is West Central Chapter of CEF. Okay, so Mike Todd is our director, our missionary, local missionary director, and he will do all the background checks. All right, and then their information, their personal information, is always locked. So it's under lock and key.
All right, so I passed the background check.
Right.
And then what's the next step?
Well, if you pass the background check, we try, before school starts, we try to give some training so that you understand what a Good News Club and how it runs. Plus, then that also gives you the ability that if the lead teacher is down for, I mean, we're building depth is what we're trying to do. So that if the lead teacher is, there's an emergency in the family or they're sick or whatever, you can step up and fill in. You know, maybe you don't want to step up and fill in. Well, that's okay. We'll try to get someone else, but we want you to have that basic training so that you have an idea how it flows. We go through and we do also go through the information that what I already talked about, the statement of faith. We also have you call in and go through a children protection call, which takes about 10 minutes, or a video. In the training, we'll do a video so that if there's any questions you can ask and we can answer, have a Q&A time. Let me see. So as a volunteer, you've got kind of a good understanding of the workings of it. But then once you come to club, you start seeing what it is. And it really is helpful. Like with me, I had just one helper. Well, then I had a parent step in, and she helped for a little bit, but her circumstances changed, so she had to step out. But having that extra pair of hands for the few weeks that we had was absolutely wonderful.
Right.
Because we would like to have each team and each school have 3 to 4 people.
So that was going to be my next question. Was, and what is kind of, here in Marion County, the average size of each club in each school? Or if there's not an average, you know, have what kind of numbers have you had on your big end? Just kind of a feel for that.
On the big end, Pleasant School has been in the 40s and kind of settles into the 30s. On the low end, we may only have a half a dozen kids.
Okay.
but the average would be 20 to 25.
Right. Okay.
And I think a lot of that has to do with the size of the team.
Okay.
Pleasant is being hosted by Central Baptist Church. And so they have a team of 9 people.
Wow.
So when you have a team of 9 people,
sure,
and everyone's involved, then the kids are enjoying their club.
Wow.
They're in, and if they're being rowdy or whatever, you've got someone to sit with them.
Right.
And just your presence of sitting beside them calms them down.
Right.
Other clubs, if you've only got a lead teacher and one helper, then you can still get the lesson done. And we do. We still get the lesson done, but it may not go as smooth. And some kids will drop out because it's hectic. You know, like the first couple of weeks, it's always hectic because the kids are getting into the routine of humming,
right. The
teacher and teams getting into the routine of how it has to flow. So that's a normal. And we always encourage the kids to just hang in there. We'll get these things ironed out. But if you've got one or two, you have to have two. So if you've got only two people and you've got some hecklers, then that continues on, then you'll have children drop out because there's some kids who just cannot handle that kind of activity.
Right.
Where if you have that third or fourth person, you've got room to grow.
Right.
And that's exciting.
Yeah.
That's real exciting.
So here in Marion County, you mentioned that you are in every school, elementary school in Marion County.
Right.
And you said Marion is one of nine counties in your
chapter.
Mm-hmm. Do you have other counties that also have had good strength, good, you know, reaching into the schools? They've got all the schools or most of the schools?
Yes, Hardin County is one that is strong. Although, if you live in Hardin County and you're listening to this, we could use volunteers. You know, I think every county we have, we could use volunteers. Hancock County is a strong county. We're going back into Allen County. Allen County kind of piddled out. One of the leads in Allen County, she kind of coordinated like I do. Well, she was older and she stepped down and that kind of fizzled out. But it's coming back. Our director went ahead and he got in touch with the people who were surrounding the other lady. And, you know, the interest was still there. Obviously, the concern is still there. The need is definitely still there. So Allen County is coming back. There are still counties like Logan County is one of ours. We've got nothing going on. You know, we do, I think, some. But we haven't had the opportunity to grow it. Schools up and running or the clubs up and running. So again, if you're listening and you're in Logan County and you can give us some time, one day, 2 days out of the after school hours, just give me a call, 740-262-0939, and we will, you know, talk to you. We'll have Mike get with you. We'll just fill you in with whatever your question. As well as Wood County, Putnam County, so it goes further west. But any of your listeners, because I don't know how far out this goes, but any of your listeners.
The internet goes around the world.
Well, there you go. And, you know people.
Right.
Get caught in your bubble. Get outside and figure out who you know in these other counties who loves the Lord.
Right.
Because the need's there.
Definitely. All right, so I just drew a blank. I had a question. I know. Funding. How do the funds come to you here in Marion County for you to, you know, provide materials and all the things that you have to do the things you do?
Well, by churches, you know, and by individuals. We have no grants. We hope in the month of March we have our large annual fundraiser. It's a luncheon and silent auction. That's hosted at Cornerstone Last Church because they've got a great facility there. And so that is our large fundraiser. Then we will, in August, we take advantage of the garage sale. So we'll truck over to, as we have, point blank, my sister lives there. And so we set up for the weekend there, and that's a nice fundraiser. It's not, you know, but having said that, that's Marion County. Now, if we could have some churches that would come aboard by putting us into their budget and giving us $50 to $100 a month, that would be such a big help. If we could have individuals who would come aboard and just give us $20 a month, or if they can give $50, we don't know what their person's budget is, but there's a lot of people out there who have money
so
that they can share.
So is each county kind of responsible for raising their own funding, or does some money come from above or
no.
sideways?
We are, yes. Each county is, at this point in time, Marion's very active because of the way we're organized.
Right.
And so Mike is very active. You've got to realize that our county is, I mean, our chapter is over 45 years old. So, you know, they've had wonderful people giving, and they have larger churches or larger givers in the Hancock area and in the Hardin County. I don't know where all the money comes from when it starts going west, the counties, when they're starting further west. I know less about who's giving, but we have some very faithful year in, year out givers.
So the money that comes in and that you're able to raise in fundraising isn't necessarily just for your county. It's for the chapter, the nine county area that you kind of work off the same plan?
It goes right now. We make sure Marion is solid.
Okay,
Marion is solid. But that money that we make goes into the general fund. Because you always have, whether we are a nonprofit or not, you still have to deal with your liability insurance. You still have to deal with, like, we have a part-time staff.
Right.
And so we help reimbursement on gas and things of that sort. So
you
those are infrastructure.
You have to pay for background checks with the police department.
That's exactly right.
So, you know,
we pay for the materials. Right. We have T-shirts, you know, and things of this sort that... we have parents help pay for the T-shirts. You know, we, like, charge the parents, I think, $8 a T-shirt. Prices have gone up. But you have all these things, and I know we'll want to give to just Marion, and please do. But we still have to pay for the insurance, the liability. Without the liability insurance, we can't get into these buildings. You know, and that's across the board.
Right.
So that's a cost. So, yeah. It goes into the general funds, and then it comes back to the county. And I know business people understand that much easier than, you know, some other people.
Right.
But it's just basic business.
So then you are the coordinator for this county.
Correct.
Okay. So you're kind of like the main person between Mike Todd.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the individual leaders at all the schools.
Right.
So the leaders at the club, at the school, deal direct with you. I mean, like, there's not another layer or two of administration, so to speak.
Right.
So that they've got direct access, and because I know you're a hands-on kind of person. So.
Right. And you know, they can have direct access to Mike as well.
Right.
But when he's dealing with nine different counties.
Right.
It's just easier and we have once a month meetings. And during this meeting for the volunteers, what we do is we share what's going on in each one of our clubs. Because what we found out over the years is that someone, say, in one of the River Valley schools, the lead teacher is having a problem. And in fact, I will make River Valley Heritage an example. Good school, good club, and good lead teacher, good group. But there was two children there that were very hyperactive. So the lead teacher comes back and says, I don't know what to do. Because our discipline is we normally talk to the child and tell them we need you to settle down. If that doesn't work, then the second time is we need you to settle down or we're going to have to talk to your parents. Usually that takes care of it. If that doesn't take care of it, then we talk to the parent and say, is there any special way that you deal with them when they're hyper or, you know, whatever?
Right.
Try to get their input
or we ask them to keep the child home for a couple of weeks so that they can just settle down and let them know that we want them back, but we need help here. One of these two boys, their grandmother came and picked them up. And so when the lead teacher, when we talked about it, I said, ask her to come to club. Can she come to club and be with the boys?
Yeah.
So that's what the lead teacher did. She talked to the grandmother. The grandmother came and sat in the club. The boys were angels. Not a problem rest of the year. But then the grandparent went to the lead teacher and thanked her for inviting her into club because she was enjoying learning.
Wow, that's great.
Isn't that great?
That's great.
Yeah.
All right, so in the closing minutes here, is there anything else that you want to make sure that we know? Obviously, again, how somebody could contact you, but anything else you want to say?
Yes, please. You can go ahead and contact me through my number, or you can text me, 740-262-0939. If you would like to be a supporter, we can set you up automatically where you can pay $20 a month, and that would be a big help. Because if we had 10 people paying $20 a month, that is $1,200 at the end of the year. If you jump that up to 50, that's $12,000 at the end of the year. And most people don't even notice, even in today's climate and, you know, inflation, most people can give $20 a month without really breaking the bank. So please pray about it. Pray for us. Prayer warriors are much needed. We really appreciate people's prayer because that is our tool against the enemy. And just pray that these children will come to club and that they can hear about God's love and about the saving grace of Jesus.
Great. One last question. You said you've been involved for 14 years. Did you get involved first as a volunteer in a club in an elementary school and at some point in time got tapped to be the coordinator?
Maybe the next hour we'll talk about it because it's longer than that. I heard about the training, and I was involved in an Awana club, an Awana program, and I was the director over the little second graders, the Sparks. And each year they kept getting rowdier and rowdier, so I thought, well, if I take this training, maybe I can glean on how they discipline. And that's how I got involved. But wait until you hear how that evolved.
We'll save that one for another time. But anyhow, Cheryl, it was great having you here. Thank you so very much. I really appreciate you having me here.
Thank you, Pastor Craig. I really enjoyed talking, too. Well, you know, I like to talk.
All right. Thank you. Well, folks, we've got just a couple minutes left. And, again, that was Cheryl Lee with the Good News Clubs. And I hope you found out some very interesting information there. And, you know, if you have any kind of interest at all, you know, please give Cheryl a call, or you can even call me. You can contact me here at the radio station. It's really, really an excellent program, and it's great. So we're wrapping it up here in a few minutes, so let me just run through some things again. All the broadcasts from the Marion County Fair are being sponsored by Study His Word Radio with Pastor Craig, and Study His Word Radio can be heard by going to www.gh1071.com and selecting the archive page. Also, you can hear the Study His Word Radio's weekly podcast on studyhiswordradio.org. That's studyhiswordradio.org. Come down to the fair and have fun. So, we've got a whole lot of stuff going on later today. Again, I will be here in the 5 o'clock hour, and then from 6 to 8, Scott Spears will be here, and joining Scott will be Sean and Matt and Mary Ellen Withrow. And again, they're gonna go out there in the fair. They're going to get a deep fried Twinkie, and we're going to challenge Mary Ellen to sample it. Now, I imagine it'll be a very tough challenge. I imagine she may be willing. But regardless of what, that should be a good, good time. So that's what we've got on store for tonight. Now, tomorrow, in addition to the regular morning programming, which, by the way, Scott has been doing every morning, and I'm sure many of you have been listening, but in addition to the regular morning programming that he has on Friday, tomorrow night, Scott and friends will be here from 6 until 10. So that's 6 until 10, 4 hours of fun. It's all the usual Friday night people. I'll probably be hanging around for a while, and who knows who else is going to be here. Scott, do you have any interviews scheduled for tomorrow that you want to mention? Do you have some?
Well, there is a good possibility that Bill Collins might join us tomorrow. It's not confirmed totally yet, but we have talked, and we're going to try everything possible to make that happen.
All right. So definitely it'll be a good night tomorrow night. So you'll definitely want to check in. And again, if you haven't been to the fair yet, today's a great day. Like I said, it's 10 degrees cooler than yesterday. The crowds are kind of small today. You can move around and not be bumping into people every 5 seconds. So come on down. And tomorrow is Veterans Day. So if there are any veterans, they get in free till, is it noon? Get in free till noon. And then Saturday, of course, is the Demolition Derby. And and they have the Grand Champion Sale at 9 a.m. So there's all kinds of things going on today, tomorrow, and Saturday. So you ought to come down, have a good time. And by the way, if you are down here, stop by the booth. Say hi to Scott. Say hi to Pastor Craig. Say hi to Sean Craft. We'd like to meet you. And it's real easy to spot us. We're the only ones walking around with the microphone. And so it'll be a good time. Anyway, we got a short top of the hour break, and then I'll be back at 15 after.
You're listening to WWGH